Hey, how are you doing? Hi. Hi. I had a question. I'm working on this thing, a podcast that we're making.
Hi, I'm Charles Duhigg, an investigative reporter, and I've got a new assignment, your problems.
I think the sheer scale of it is so overwhelming.
A few years ago, I wrote a book called The Power of Habit. And afterwards, people started reaching out to me and asking for help.
So I'm trying to make this decision about whether to move back to the United States.
Whether to donate a kidney to my mom.
Managing employees is not something that I'm good at.
How you trick your brain into a different way of thinking when things are going wrong.
But the thing is, I'm not a therapist or a life coach or anything like that. I'm just a journalist. So each week, I talk to a listener who's got a problem, a question about how to fix something, and then I go digging. I read up on the latest research, I talk to people with similar issues, and I track down experts to get their advice.
I think it's important to recognize that every decision that we make is a bet.
Just by acknowledging the fact that a joke bombed, you can get laughs.
If you ran into a burning building and saved your mother, I don't think there's anyone who would say, "What were you thinking?"
So, day one, 1 minute, cold shower. And this is what I teach people to control pain. Cold shower a day keeps the doctor away.
Thank you very much. I think this has actually really cleared my head because at least I'm not having a cold shower because I hate cold showers.
And that's my favorite part of this whole thing. When someone hears a new idea or they see their problem in a different way and they finally figure out how to solve it.
Yes, absolutely.
It's really helpful for me to kind of have some guidelines.
I think there's a lot of truth in what she says.
And I really, really appreciate your time and your insight.
On How To, we find solutions to life's toughest problems, or at least to the questions we all secretly wish we could ask. So the way that you're describing this, it makes it sound like actually robbing a bank is really like simple.
It was simple. That's why everyone can do it. What's not simple is the getaway.
The show is called How To, hosted by me, Charles Duhigg. Look for our first episodes on July 30th and subscribe on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Okay, I think that's a valuable lesson, that I'm probably not a great bank robber. At least I remembered my keys this time. Charles Duhigg out.
Hi, this is Dahlia Lithwick, host of Slate's legal podcast, Amicus. If you're listening to this show, you might be interested in Amicus's live show that we're hosting in Washington, D.C. on Tuesday, May the 14th. My colleague, Mark Joseph Stern, and I will be talking to some amazing guests, including Sherrilyn Ifill and a sitting state Supreme Court justice, all about how originalism, a relatively recently invented way of interpreting the Constitution, has taken over the Supreme Court and radically reshaped the law. It's been doctrinal rocket fuel for the conservative legal movement and facilitated the rolling back of abortion rights, the expansion of gun rights, and the obliteration of the separation of church and state. And as another wildly consequential Supreme Court term careers to its end, the court's originalists are on a tear. But there's something you can do about it, and we hope you'll join us in D.C. on May 14th to explore the possible pathways out of the current situation. Go to slate.com/amicuslive for tickets.